I'm just dealing with a lot of stress. A lot of things have been going on. I have a lot of faith and trust mm-hmm. that things are going to work out, but that's all mentally. My body is totally screaming and saying, you've hit your max.
What's been going on that's caused all the stress?
It's kind of been a cumulative thing.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in an abusive home. I got married and ended up in domestic violence.
Mm.
Got out of that. And then in this last year, my mother's been living with me, and she's been very ill. In the last 8 weeks, she's been in the hospital. Then 3 months ago, I lost my job. And I just feel like I've hit my max. Physically, I feel like I can't take it. And I just think, Lord, if you just want to take me home, that'd really be okay, because I've pretty much had enough.
Mm. Your mother's been in the hospital for 8 weeks?
Yeah, she's been in and out. The longest she's been out, it's been a month. It's just been one problem after another.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Have you been close to her?
God restored that relationship. So I'd say in the last probably 6 years, it's just a whole nother relationship compared to what I grew up with.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm primarily the caretaker for her, and it's just the stress of trying to handle all of that.
Does she stay with you?
Yeah.
Bless your heart. That's almost a full-time job right there. You said that 3 months ago you lost your job.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any prospects of employment?
I can't sleep. Nothing's opened up yet. And maybe the Lord's given me this time that I get to be with her some more and
well, that's
like
exactly
that.
What
and,
I was thinking. It, because
yeah, just physically, I've got Crohn's and I've got my own set of heart stuff. And I can tell my body's screaming no matter what my faith says.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that underlying there's still a lot of stress going on.
Mm-hmm. Because of placing this call, what were you hoping to be able to hear or receive?
Just to be able to feel like there's more of a purpose than just all of this struggling, all of this turmoil going on inside, that I could settle down.
Well, first of all, I'm glad you called. I appreciate hearing the growth that has taken place in your life. When there has been abuse in childhood, there aren't proper boundaries, and
right.
a person then is more set up for being abused in adulthood.
Right.
Many people stay stuck. It's like, this is me, and this is how it's going to be forever. While you got into a relationship where there was domestic violence, you learned that God did not create you to be a punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, do you feel that through the trials, you have grown closer to the Lord?
Up until this last patch, yes. But I guess I'm just feeling frustrated, and it's like, I know you have a call on my life, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that I'm being able to minister to other people very much because I'm so caught up in all this junk, and plus I just physically feel so lousy.
It is not just stress, but I'm hearing distress.
Okay.
At times, we can feel that life is out of control. It's like, wow, I've got more on me. I can't handle it all. Yet, God, when you've asked Him to come into your life, first of all, you're not alone because He's going to be in you
right.
100% of the time, 24/7. God at times allows stress in our lives to bless our lives in that the pressure presses us closer to Him. So it causes us to allow Christ to be our strength. Have you been the kind of person who has been very responsible, very much in control, who can accomplish a lot, organized, maybe perfectionistic?
Yeah, that would fit real well.
I thought that could be the case. And it comes from victimization. I'm not a psychic. I have no crystal ball. It works. But let me just make an observation from a number of people who have pain from the past because of abuse. Children don't have control if an adult or an older person is abusive, whether it's sexually or violently. But it feels bad. It feels real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was yours sexual?
Yeah.
Okay. Children, they don't have control over their circumstances. That's why they are dependent. But later on, it's like, wait a minute. You know, I hate being out of control. So what's the solution? The solution is to be in control. What I have found is, typically, there is no group of people that would be considered better workers than those who have been victimized as children.
Right.
They are in control. They know what it's like to be out of control, and that's why they have a commitment to do everything well, to work hard, to get everything right. The plus is, boy, things can get done real well. The minus is so often the sense of value is based on what they do,
right,
not who they are on the inside of their hearts. Consequently, when things start careening, like you have no control over your mother's illness,
mm-hmm.
often people lose jobs, and it's not because they were acting like Attila the Hun.
Right.
What I'm hearing you say is, I know in my head I can say the right things, but I'm feeling I've got this tremendous stress that has actually turned into distress.
Right.
I want you to focus on a wonderful scripture that can be beneficial to you. It's 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 and 10. God says to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul was talking about how he had this thorn in his flesh. He prayed 3 times and it wasn't removed. So what God is telling him is, look, I'm not removing this physical malady because I want you to know that my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. So then Paul comes back and says, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, I'll have to admit, my natural inclination is not to say, oh, I delight in my weakness. I mean, oh, this is just wonderful. What a delight
having
to be insulted. I just love these hardships. Paul is not stupid and he's not unrealistic. Paul was an orator, a real can-do man. He had incredible zeal, and he could motivate people, just all kinds of pluses. Well, now he's come up with this malady. There's nothing he can do about it. He's prayed, but God said basically no. I think his delight was not, oh, great, I love being weak. Nobody loves that. It's, I can truly take delight in knowing that I don't have to be in control of everything. I don't have to have all the answers. I don't have to have all the power. It's going to be your power through me. It's your power in me. I can delight that I have your strength. It's when I am weak, you are strong. If you could do everything, would you need God?
No.
I wouldn't either. Just before starting the radio program, I said, Lord, this is your program. May I have your heart, your words. I don't want to be dependent on me. Obviously, this is a tough time. How I wish, you know, I would love to come and rescue you. And yet, I can say, thank God that you are an authentic Christian. As you say, Lord, I can't do this, then he says, I know you can't, but I can. I can do all things. And then you can come back and say, well, you know, I can do all things through Christ,
right,
who gives me strength. When you start talking, I flip back to a time, it was 2.5 years within the ministry, Hope for the Heart. There were a lot of things that started happening that were painful to me, and the person I was relying on the most had left, and I was feeling rejected, and I was having to do this incredible work, and I would wake up every morning at 4 a.m, having stayed up already till about 1 anyway. And it was anxiety. I didn't even know it was anxiety. I never thought about it. Never had anxiety. There was just too much to do. I couldn't handle it all. Then I finally began to just say, wait a minute. God knows where I am. He knows the stress. And that was it. I was feeling distress.
Mm-hmm.
And Psalm 18:6 says, in my distress, I called to God. I cried to my God for help.
Mm.
This is what he wants us to do.
Yeah.
In my distress, I called to God. I cried to my God for help. And it's my God, and it's your God. Just take to heart that Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.